It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Cheryl from the Texarkana Bowie County Family Health Center, located at 902 West 12th Street in Texarkana, Texas. Cheryl and me go way back.
Yes, you do. Tell us how far back.
Way back. Well, I'm not going to tell you how many years. We go way back to the movie theater.
To the drive-in.
To the joy.
Yes. Fun.
That was fun,
isn't it? Fun.
We were young, and fun back then. But anyway, she is now with the Texarkana Bowie County Family Health Center, and it is time to go back to school in whatever form that is. But it is time to get your immunizations, and it's different for different ages, but you have to get them all going, especially for those ones that are just starting.
Right.
Kindergarten, what do they need to get going on?
Yeah, kindergarten, they got to get their booster shots. Yeah. After they're 4 years old, after their fourth birthday, and before they start kindergarten, they need a DTaP, polio, MMR, and which is the measles, mumps, rubella, and the varicella, which is the chicken pox.
Mm. Right.
They need those shots, those booster shots, to go to kindergarten.
And I know a lot of seventh graders, and especially in Texas, I don't know about, I'm not an Arkansas specialist there, but in Texas, I know you have to get some kind of boosters.
Yeah, your boosters for seventh grade are the Tdap, the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, the meningitis, the meningococcal, you have to have that, and your HPV, the human papillomavirus, you need that one also.
All right, so with that in mind, and with school about to begin across the area, you're going to have some type of immunization clinic coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Saturday, August the 15th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the health clinic on us right there. Spruce runs on one side. Mm-hmm. Oak runs on the other, and with the front of the building is right there on 12th Street. So, yeah, you need to. Now, the building is locked, so what you need to do is when you get to the parking lot is call, or someone will be there to start letting people in. But we'll have to do the COVID screening questions and take your temperature, and then we'll get you inside and keep you social distant, keep everybody apart, wear a mask. You need to wear a mask. Bring your shot record or a letter from the school. We'll get you taken care of as quickly as possible.
So at work here, we have insurance. So our kids, we go to the doctor.
Right.
This is for children that don't have insurance, correct?
Yes, or children that are underinsured. Say that you have insurance, but your insurance doesn't cover vaccines.
Okay.
Then you would be eligible for the Texas Vaccine for Children's Program. Or if you have Texas Medicaid, you could come to us, and you need to have a primary care provider. But if you're behind on your vaccines, we can catch you up.
Perfect.
You talked about earlier, I think on Facebook, about the 18 years of age and under. It's important to get those 18
last booster.
Yeah, before you go 19. You need anything you need to do.
Right.
Because there are things you said that late teens you need to get done.
Right. You need to get that meningococcal booster again before you go to start college. And you would, if you're going to get it through the Texas Vaccine for Children's Program, you need to get it before you turn 19. Because once you turn 19, then you're an adult in the vaccine world. And so if you get it before your 19th birthday, you could get that booster also through the Texas Vaccine for Children. And along with that meningococcal, the one that they require for college, they may soon, if you're going to be in a dorm and everything, start requiring you to have that MenB, what they call it, meningococcal B. The other types are not covered in the regular meningococcal vaccine. That's A, C, W, and Y. So you need that B also. So that's another shot, but it's important. And plus, you also got 6 months later, need another booster of the MenB. So do it six months before you turn 19. So you can get that second shot in there too.
When you're in grade 12,
make
a decision to get that done.
When you're 17.
You got all that A, B, Y, C, D, E, F, G straight there, Anna?
Yes.
And you're doing better than me then. 103.9985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Our friend from the community is Cheryl from the Texarkana Bowie County Family Health Center, 902 West 12th Street in Texarkana, Texas. We're talking about the immunization clinic that they got coming up on Saturday, August 15th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and all the things that go along with that. Now, we did want to ask you while we had you here.
Yeah.
The flu shot. Everybody's wanting to know about the flu shot. It's just August the 3rd, so it's a little early yet, but they're not in yet, right?
They're not in yet. Hopefully, we'll get them probably in September.
September.
Might not. They used to be like October 1st was usually the kickoff, but who knows? Maybe this year they'll
with COVID-19.
Maybe they'll let you have them a little early as soon as we get them. Hopefully.
Yeah.
They'll start like letting people have them.
And you know, everybody knows that the flu shot every year is never 100%. Effective.
Right.
Sometimes it's a little off or it's not quite as good, but usually even if it's off some, it still gives you some type of protection
right. In
any year. But you would think this year with the COVID-19 problems that we're having, you don't want to catch the flu and then be going, oh my goodness, what is wrong with me? Do I have COVID?
Right.
So that's another problem. Just do away with it by taking a flu shot.
Right. Because it could even lessen the severity if you did still get the flu.
I plan on taking one as soon as
you
can get one down here. I'm going to take it because I don't want to be going, oh, I feel bad. What is it? Which one is it? And I don't need either one of them.
No.
Right.
So the flu shot will be very important this year, I think. Mm-hmm. I think you would see numbers go up as far as people taking them. Because I know there's some people that are resistant to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just rely on the herd mentality.
And I went a few years there where I didn't take it because I took it one year and then I got flu and I was like,
Then I bullied him last year.
It takes like 2 weeks for it to.
I was like, I took it this.
So like you might have already been exposed.
Yeah.
And then you took the shot.
But I went back to taking it.
My
common sense got over my stupidity there. I went back to taking the shot. But once again, if you would, tell us about the vaccine or immunization clinic. I guess you vaccine your dog. You immunize your children. I don't know.
Kind of.
Can you get
same
me straight
thing.
On that?
What same
you,
thing.
Yeah, okay. What
same
do you do with the dogs?
Yeah. So what's happening the on clinic. The 15th?
Okay. On the 15th, we're going to have everybody up there, all hands on deck, ready to give some back-to-school shots.
Right.
We're going to try to make it flow the best we can, even though we have to, you know, keep our building locked and let you in one at a time. So, anyway, bring the least amount of people you can with you. Only, you know, the parent and the child that needs to be vaccinated, if possible. Or if you can't do that, just do what you can. But if, you know, the least amount of people possible. So we can fit as many people in there as we can.
They must wear their mask.
Wear your mask. We're going to keep you social distance. Don't come if you're running a fever because we're going to check your temperature at the door to make sure, and then we'll ask you the COVID questions to make sure that you're not going to spread anything to anyone. We're going to try to keep it as socially distanced as we can, get everybody in there and get their back-to-school shots. Bring your shot record. Bring a letter from the school if you don't have your shot record. And get your, like for kindergarten, I'm sure people that have been out to I don't even know if they're having the kindergarten roundups this year.
Yeah, they are. They're doing some online.
Okay, they're gonna tell you that the kindergartners have to have those shots after the fourth birthday. You have to have those booster shots before you start kindergarten.
Right,
and it's gonna be the DTaP polio, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, and the varicella, the chickenpox.
Right,
got to get those boosters, and then the babies can start kindergarten and the seventh grade booster shots. Also, the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, the Tdap.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that, and your meningococcal. And your HPV.
Well, it's just one of those things you need to do. You got to do.
Just make yourself come on, do it.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, and Cheryl from the Texarkana Bowie County Family Health Center has been our friend this morning. And now you two, along with everybody out there in Radio Land, get to play a game.
Okay.
And today's game, just by the luck of the draw, is yes or BS.
All right.
Barbara Streisand, as I call it. So. What I'll do is I'll read you something, and you got to decide whether it is a true fact or it's made up or slightly wrong, okay?
Okay.
Anna, you didn't read these ahead of time today, did you?
Remember, I do questions for impossible.
Did you read them ahead of time?
No, I didn't. But
okay.
Take a note.
Really? And here we go. There are 7 stars in the Big Dipper. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
7 stars?
7 stars.
I'm going to go with yes, not BS.
Well, it is a fact. There are 7 stars. There are 5 stars in the Little Dipper as opposed to the Big Dipper.
No, it's still 7.
Yeah, I go with what she said.
Well, you know what? That's correct. There are still 7. They're just smaller. They're spaced closer together, obviously.
Right.
Introduced in 1950, America's first nationwide credit card was the Bank AmeriCard. Is that yes or BS?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Let's just say
of
yes.
Of course, neither one of you were here in 1950.
I'll
so
just say yes.
Be hard for you to
I'll roll the dice. No, BS.
Well, it was Diners Club, actually, so it was BS.
Oh.
Cotton candy.
Is good.
Is good. Was introduced in 1904 at the St. Louis World's Fair.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Big.
I say yes.
That is correct. It was the St. Louis World's Fair. And I'll just throw this in here. I'm not going to make you guess it.
Okay.
It was originally called Fairy Floss, and that is yes.
Oh.
It was,
ooh, Fairy Floss.
How about that?
I like that.
Earth is the only planet that rotates clockwise. Is that yes or BS? The only planet that rotates clockwise.
Hmm, that sounds good. I say yes to that.
I'm going to say yes.
Well, Venus does too.
Oh, okay.
We're wrong.
Well,
oops-a-days.
I didn't even know. So.
Now we know.
Okay. And let's see. Two more.
Okay.
Anchorage is Alaska's largest city. Is that yes or BS? Now, do keep in mind, Cheryl, that Anna is from neighboring Canada, so she may know the answer here.
It is a yes.
And so, I'm say yes.
Yeah,
too.
There you go. Very good. And finally, before Mercury, remember when the thermometers had mercury in them? You shook?
Yeah.
Before Mercury, brandy, the drink, not the girl, was used to fill thermometers.
I think it should be the girl.
Oh, that's BS, I think. That
okay.
Sounds like BS.
Sounds like BS.
I'm going to go with the nurse. She should know this stuff.
I really don't know.
She should know this stuff.
But I don't think she was around before Mercury thermometers,
yeah,
actually.
She should know these.
I wasn't
things.
Even around
I've
before.
I've never heard anything about them.
Well, it actually, brandy was used to fill the thermometers
really?
Before Mercury.
Now you have a random
How
fact.
Did that work?
I really don't
we
know.
Don't know. We'll have to Google that part.
But anyway, thank you, Cheryl, for coming in and educating us about the immunizations for the kids. Once again, the clinic is going to be Saturday, August 13th.
August 15th.
Excuse me. I looked at it wrong again. 15th. That's that blurry eye thing.
Yeah.
August 15th, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Texas County Bowie County Family Health Center, 902 West 12th Street. 18 years of age and under, Medicaid or Medicaid eligible. Current insurance does not cover vaccines. And please bring your shot record and or a letter from the school. Did I get all that right?
Yes. And wear a mask.
And please wear a mask.
If you don't, we'll put one on you.
You're going to get one way or the other. All right. Thanks, Cheryl, for coming in.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.